know when you hear that music, it's time. Time to connect the dots. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. And let me tell you, you're listening to BBS Radio. I call it Radio Free America, a place where we can talk about truth and can say what we want, and we don't have to worry about censors or any of that nonsense. Hey, everybody, I'm moving up in the world. Let me let you know, starting next week, the show is moving up to 8 p.m. Central Time. That's right, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's right. The midnight shows are coming to an end, but we got a new time schedule. Yeah, connect the dots at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you're in another time zone, well, I think you can figure it out. I'm listed on the schedule, 8 p.m. Saturday. Connect the dots. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. Well, we have a show tonight. And here we go. Let me tell you, let me just give you talk about something very important. You know, the biggest thing coming up is the solar eclipse. And after that, well, the solar eclipse is going to be on April 8th, 2:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And naturally, you can transfer that to your time if you're in another time zone. And there's going to be a collective meditation, a global meditation, a mass meditation happening that day. The best way to find out about that is go to the portal. You've heard me mention that place before, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah, and you can just Google that in, and you'll get there, and you have a countdown clock for you to participate. It's counting down right now and telling you how many hours, days and hours it is to That global meditation. Hey, you can participate. That's right, you can participate. And I'm personally asking you to do it, because the more of us that participate, the sooner we'll get to that thing called the event, which will happen in the first half of next year. It's been narrowed down to that because most of the bad stuff's been removed from Earth, and we're ready for it, but we want to get more ready for it. We want to wake more people up in this next year. And it's a lot of work for all of us, because there's a small percentage of the bad guys still hanging around that will give us trouble for the next year until the event happens. And the event is, I have told you before, it's the, I don't know, the ascension of the human race. The resurrection of the human race, the upgrading of the human race. It's going to happen to all of us. It's going to be a whoosh of energy. It's also could be referred to as a quantum recrystallization of all matter on planet Earth. And it's going to happen to all of us simultaneously when it happens. A whoosh of energy. And it's going to be connected with a solar flash. Now listen, we all probably want to know what exactly is going to happen outside of what I just told you. And recently I came across some information of someone who kind of like was reliving it for us in a session, as in a session video that's posted out there on the internet. Now, get yourself a pencil and paper and write this down, you know, because you might not remember it. I want to spell it out for you, the site to go to. And then what you do when you get to the site, because I'm not sure if it's 15 minutes more or what, but there's a woman in the session who's revealing to us what exactly we are going to experience when the solar flash, the event, happens. Okay, I've given you enough time. The site to go to is illuminaria.com. Now that's spelled illuminaria.com. Google it. And then there'll be some bars at the top when you get to the page. Click on Session Videos. 004 is the one you want to click on. It's titled The Solar Flash and the Transition to 5D. 5D meaning the fifth dimension. 004, The Solar Flash and the Transition to the fifth dimension. It'll say 2-5-D. Click on it and listen to it. You will be amazed at the details of what we were going to experience. And how is this possible? How can we be told this by someone when it hasn't happened yet? Well, you got to gain a more larger perspective of time. You know, some people say it's an illusion, and it's also a convenience. But we deal with it here on Earth. But at the same time, here's a play on the word, all time is happening simultaneously at once. And I was fortunate enough to be at a lecture by one of the gentlemen who worked on the Montauk Project. And he gave the best explanation I ever came across of time. He was drawing it up on a blackboard there for us, up on the stage, and he drew a circle and called it a sphere, and he says basically different times are different points on the sphere, and you are at the center. So that allows you to go up to any specific point and experience that time. So someone speaking like myself right now, if the connection is made for me or if I can make it myself, I can travel into the future or into the past. And I can travel up to that event and be there experiencing it and reveal to you what is going to transpire at that particular point in time. You know, you might could say it's already happened. Well, but we're moving along in a continuous forward motion here. And most of us will just have to wait till we get to that point in time, which, you know, has been revealed will be the first half of 2025. It's not far away. But you might want to get a peek at it, at what it will be transpiring, how we'll all be moving into a new reality. Our bodies will change, be slimmer, taller, less weight. We'll feel our chakras activating. We'll see the colors. We'll be seeing auric sight, all these wonderful things. But go check it out for yourself. Spelled illuminaria.com. And the session video, once you click on to the session videos, is 004. Okay, and if you're an inquisitive person, I'm sure you're going to take the time to go there. And Let me just say a few words here. There are dreams crowding out old realities. There's revolutions sweeping in like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world still play make-believe, 'cause it's blind and deaf and dumb. Now there's nothing that can change the shape of things to come. It's going to happen. It's a done deal. It's been declared victory of the light. Yeah, we're all going to move forward to this point in time called the event. And right after that, it's been revealed to us, our galactic brothers and sisters are going to land on our planet first, and they will announce themselves first, take over the airways, just like a science fiction movie, and they'll say, "People of Earth, we are landing tomorrow and we will meet you face to face." And then it'll happen, and then they'll send their forces out and gather up all the dark forces that are still hiding out, and they'll take them away from our world and dispose of them. And from that point on, there will be no darkness in the universe. You know? Kind of like it'll be taken care of. And then without darkness, the interference of those bad vibrational creatures, you have some of them humans, we will be in bliss and we'll have better bodies, crystalline bodies. And it's just going to be a wonderful time. We're going to be getting, you know, everyone is going to be happy, bathing in love. We won't be fighting or killing animals. They'll all be pets for us. They'll all interact with us in a loving way. Yeah, it's going to be like a Bible prophecy. The lion will lay with the lamb, and we will go up and be petting jaguars. No fear whatsoever. So it's something to look forward to, and something we all can help by participating in the global mass meditations to make it happen sooner. That's right. So that's good news. Hey, and the other good news, this show is moving up to 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's it. So tell your friends to come tune into the show. I can understand with the this time slot late in the evening after midnight, so to speak. A lot of people they don't stay up that late because people have to go to work. You know, people need their sleep. Not everyone's a night owl like me. Yeah, I am a night owl. And I always have been, and I always will be, because that's who I am. But not everybody is a night owl. Did you know that? Hey, talk about philosophical songs. There are changes lying ahead in every road, and there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. Hey, did I ever tell you Arcturians have large almond-shaped eyes? No, I haven't seen any, but this is what I hear. You know, this is information you come, this is an educational show. This is Connected Dots Theory, and I'm always revealing little bits of information that I come across or bits of information that I personally experienced. And believe me, I've experienced quite a lot in my life. Hey, you don't believe me? Get my book, Connected Dots Theory. That's what I named the show after. You know, I published it in 2016. It's been out there for a while. It's the one book in this world that has pictures of UFOs, you know, unidentified flying objects, except the ones I have are hovering, so they can be UHOs. I have pictures of craft that no one else on this world has. No one. I haven't seen. Show me the pictures. Well, get the book. You know, you can download it for under $10. So do it. And then see if you can prove me wrong. I mean, I'll be delighted to find it. Is there anybody else that was able to take pictures of such unusual crap? And I did it with a cheap camera. Didn't have to have an expensive camera. Just was in the right place at the right time. And I learned quite a bit. It led to telepathic communication, too, yeah. So anyhow, back in the Arcturians, yeah, large brown-shaped eyes, skin color green to blue, perhaps 7 feet tall, and they have, they're good guys, basically, but of course, every group, even the good guys, as bad guys that go along with them. Yeah, that could be. The Orions are tall, reddish or golden skin tones, piercing eyes of blue, gold, or green. I don't know, have you seen any Orions lately? Well, I just thought I'd give you some information. If run into anyone who looks like that, you can say, hey, aren't you an Orion? And then there's the Lyrans. A bunch of people talking out there, and they say the Lyrans are the source of humanity, that we're the offspring of Lyrans that made it to planet Earth. They're the ones with that are Nordic-looking, yeah. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I don't know. That could kind of describe me, but I'm still walking around in amnesia. I'm not sure which group I came from. At the right time, I'm sure I will connect with my overt soul. We all will eventually. And the word is out that Lyrans are doing DNA activation that we were told Pleiadians were doing. Maybe they're both doing it. You know, we have to consider the possibilities. And these groups are also involved in making meaningful sacred geometric crop circles. If you haven't studied crop circles, you need to take time and look at some of them. They're basically all geometric patterns, and the geometric patterns stand for certain things. And, you know, that's a whole world to investigate if you haven't investigated it. Yeah, they are real. And there's plenty of information about there, how they're created. No, it's not a couple of guys with boards attached to their feet trying to play a hoax. That's the our evil government's trying to con us into believing a bunch of nonsense. Now, the crop circles are put out there by intelligent beings attempting to connect with us, educate us. You know, pictures say 1,000 words. And there are some amazing looking crop circles. So if you haven't looked at them, start looking at them. They're out there. Google it, you'll see. And what can I say? Yeah. But what I say, hey, this is the call-in radio show. The last of the midnight shows, 888-627-6008. But it will be the same call-in number at the new time slot, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're talking about daylight time, of course. Yes, we are. Well, all I have to say is that it could be that things are moving faster, and they will be moving faster. Absolutely, they will be moving faster when we get to August 8th, because things are going to just take off, let me tell you. And because the energy increases from a solar flash. If you haven't heard that, well, you're hearing it now. So I've given you a little information about, you know, it's crazy about some of these creatures who we will be meeting in the very near future, certainly by the first half of next year, because they're going to come and visit us in person right after the event, which I just got done talking about. And there's another group called the Brotherhood of the Star. Their symbolism is a 12-pointed star. It said they've been here since the days of Atlantis, offering telepathic guidance to influence world affairs. Well, there's some of us can handle a telepathic communication. I was able to handle it when it was doing, but during a radio show, you know, we really can't have telepathic communication in a radio show. I tried to explain that to one group that I asked to communicate with, and I don't think they got it. They couldn't quite get it, you know. But so much for that, you know. Hey, here's an interesting thing. You know, I've been following these aliens for 5 or more years on Twitter, and their representatives and stuff, you know, the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederation, and the other Galactic Federation. I believe there's two of them. One's good, one's still halfway siding with the dark side. They're from the Phantom Matrix, and yeah, one, two of them, that's right. Things like that are confusing, and well, I can get it. I'm not meeting with it personally, but what I gather from what they reveal on sites like Twitter and the portal is that they don't know everything. In fact, there's many things that we as human beings know that they don't know. I was shocked to find that out. But that is definitely a realistic conclusion I had to come up with, you know. A little disappointing in a way, but that's it. But at the same time, it's saying a lot for the human race that, you know, us living out this experience in this particular time era, we've had the opportunity to learn knowledge and experience things that our galactic brothers and sisters are missing out on. They all seem to be having a lack of understanding of whom they call Source, that we in general call God. I don't get it. How could they seem to be connected to the real God, the real source of all there is, but they seem to be lacking information about whom the Heavenly Father is. And as I've said 1,001 times, identifying the Heavenly Father as the original source of this has nothing to do with male, female. I mean, I've explained it before, but there are still people out there insisting, well, we have to think of God as feminine. No, 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 no. God is pure spirit, the single source of all there is. In the beginning, when God started creating, there was no male or female. But the term, I don't know what you call it, a pronoun or whatever, of identifying somebody personally was what we now refer to as the masculine term. the maelstrom. So when we say Heavenly Father, that does not mean that God is a man. No. It's just a respectful addressing. And that term was actually given to us by Jesus when the disciples asked him, how do we pray? And he explained, you address God as the Heavenly Father, because he is the Father, the source of all there is. Okay? Doesn't mean he's a man. Anyhow, hey, this is an educational show. And while we're still talking about the ETs, the information out there from the Galactic Federation, perhaps the good one, is saying that there are over 200 members, planets in the Galactic Federation. Of course, there's millions and billions of planets out there. But the Federation is the Galactic Federation. They're kind of monitors, they're good guys, and of course there's the Dark Galactic Federation too that tries to pretend to be good, or maybe they're trying to be good. There's 12 different species in this 200 member planet, apparently, and this is what I've come across, the 12 different species called the Umbrae. U-M-B-R-A-E. I don't know, Google it. Because, you know, I'm coming across it and I reveal it on my show. And some of the names are the Alpha Centaurians, the Arcturians, the Procyonians, the Syrians, the Pleiadians, the Lyrans, the Orions, and the Aldebarans. It's important to understand that, you know, the decision just got changed within the last year, where the Pleiadians said they didn't want to be the first contact people with humanity anymore after the event. So the Aldebarans stepped in, and they're going to be the first contact group dealing with us. And so that's the story, Gary, as the saying goes. Aldebarans. Sounds like a musical group or something. But hey, look into it. And if I'm wrong, hey, this is calling radio show. Call me up and say, hey, you made a mistake. That's about me. In fact, I love when people tell me I made a mistake. Makes me feel more human, you know, because I don't really make them anymore. But, hey, if I make a mistake, no big deal. I'll just let the water run off my back like a duck. Thank that person for correcting me. You know, when you've got your act together, when you know what you're talking about, it doesn't matter. Okay, so I made one little mistake, you know, and I'll just move on. And that's the way everybody should do it. Who else is part of this big picture here? There's a lot of information from the Acha. Yeah, otherwise known as Ashiana Dean, Hayes, a lot of names there. And she gets downloaded. She was getting downloaded information from the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order, MCEO for an abbreviation. She brought to us the freedom teachings of the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order. A lot of info there, but my conclusion is she talks a lot about Panda Matrix. She gives you some good examples of the higher dimensions. She goes up to 15 dimensions that are part of our universe. And you know, this is just a local universe we're in here. One of many and universes. I've explained it before. You know, there are thousands of creator suns And the creator suns create the local universes. That's it, you know? And that's whom Jesus is. That's his highest authority. He is a creator son, which gives him the authority to create a universe. And we're in that universe, you know? He's not just an ascended master, you know? He became ascended master when he, on Easter, on resurrection day. Yeah, he had been dead for 3 days and then resurrected himself with the power of God. All things are done with the power of God, you know. Without God, you wouldn't have the power to do anything. Phenomenal. And outside of the first creations by the Heavenly Father, everything else is co-creation. That's the way of the universe. It's co-creation. We're in the midst of our co-creation right now, the human race. You know? That's why everyone who's knowledgeable out there on the internet is saying that we make our reality. Well, it's not that cut and dry, but we co-create reality. And we do it with our thoughts, our intentions. And we're living in a living system where our thoughts and intentions are listened to and responded to. Not all things are instantaneous. You know, it's not like some cartoon where the magician goes, poof, and there it is. I'm not saying that couldn't happen, but in most cases, it doesn't work like that. And sometimes there's a long wait. You've got your intentions, your ideas out there, and it might take a lifetime for them to manifest. But at the same time, collectively, you know, we do have a collective consciousness. So that's why when many people are thinking the same thing, that's more liable to happen and materialize. And we're living in a very, very amazing situation. It's a living universe. It responds to us. And we are at the controls, whether we know it or not. I mean, there's a lot of talk about it now, we're trying to teach ourselves about that we've been lied to, one, our DNA had been turned off by those evil Anunnaki and other races that came to Earth. And those were all important things to comprehend. And we're part of a bigger picture. We're part of a bigger group of galactic beings. We're being welcomed into the Galactic Confederation. These are definitely the good guys. Right now, they're composed of all the spacecraft hanging out in the solar system. It's been mentioned that there's billions of them. They're ready for the event. They're ready. They have so much force out there that the bad guys didn't have a chance. And the ones that are the diehards hanging out to the last minute, they're not going to get away. No way out. And that's good news. And the victory of the light has been declared. You know, if it hadn't been declared, there could have been a possibility that the bad guys could have taken over the Earth. You know, but luckily, the light overcame the darkness at this particular time, because if it didn't, it'd be another 25,900 years, basically, that we'd have to deal with these obnoxious dark forces. Now, let's just say, this is how I do it. I can jump from one thing to the next. So much for that. Most people don't realize that the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, U.S. Pledge of Allegiance, was written in 1892. How about that? And it was adopted by the Congress, which already was the U.S. corporation. Well, so when we were saying the Pledge of Allegiance in school, those of us that were going to schools where the school insisted that you pledge allegiance to the flag every morning, There are mean cons into pledging allegiance to the U.S. corporation. The nerve of them to be perpetrating such a trick on us and part of the indoctrination process. That's what school has always been for a long time. Indoctrination of the masses to serve me. I mean, I'm sure at some time in the past that schools were teaching truth here and there, but certainly since the last 100 years, they haven't been in the U.S., that's for sure. It's been indoctrination. I'm sure they do it in other countries, too. And they just teach you what they want to teach you so you can be a useful slave to the elites. Well, that's all coming to an end, and very soon, and we can't wait. I keep saying I can't wait till it happens. Now, let's just flip back to the downloads of Yasha Onadine. You know, I looked into it pretty extensively, and she talks a lot about the Phantom Matrix, about the breakaway from God back 250 billion years ago. The Lone Group broke away, blew up a 12th-dimensional stargate in the Lyra, next to the Lyra system or something like that, and they created Rift. And did their best to disconnect from God. But of course, that's totally impossible, but they did their best to do it. And what they did was they disconnected their free energy source, which was going to bring an end to their eternal existence. They had no idea they were doing this, but they were shooting themselves in the foot. And once they realized that they had lost eternity, the free life forces that you need to have an eternal existence, they weren't going to take that line down, and they decided, well, we'll just have to steal the energy we need from others. And then they became energy vampires. This all started 250 billion years ago. It's amazing it's been allowed to go along for so, happen for so long, and darkness just got worse and worse, more evil and evil. And many people had to suffer along the route. 250 billion years ago, this division was happening, and the false matrix was created. The Phantom Matrix. It's kind of a copy of the matrix we're in, or the system that we're in. We're in a 12-dimensional system that's overseen by and entered into by dimension 13, dimension 14, and dimension 15. Of course, all of that is overseen by other spirits and overseers. But Yasha didn't get into anything beyond the 15th dimension. And from my looks at it, that her material being downloaded, hey, I could be wrong, but you'll have to prove me wrong. That these are the militaristic cloister Emerald Order that downloads the information into Yasha when she was being given that downloaded information. These are the bad guys. These are the children of the bad guys way down the line that want to come clean, the rebels. That's who they are. They're the newer generations of the rebels, and or some of them maybe from the original group, and they've been vampires sucking energy off others for 250 billion years. I don't know. I don't talk to them. They don't download to me, and I wouldn't know if I didn't want to participate in that, knowing as much as I know now. But unfortunately, Yasha fell into the realm of as we say, God save me from people that read only one book and being downloaded by only one group. She doesn't know I have anything to compare about it. And she just fully accepted it as if it was the gospel truth, and it's not. There's plenty of clues in that that we, who have other sources of information, can say. And the whole song and dance sounds like the rebels singing Sympathy for the Devil, basically, if you're familiar with that song. So anyhow, there's a lot of truth mixing there that is valuable, but there's a lot of misinformation too. I won't say a lot, but there's a certain amount of information. I don't believe the sources giving her the information are, you know, have a clean slate themselves. I believe they're the rebels trying to be good. They want to confess that they made a mistake, and they want to get back in with us from the event, because after the event, it will be the end of all darkness. So they know that their phantom matrix will be taken down. Yeah, that's good news. So anyhow, you be careful if you when you're studying that information from the Ashiana Dean. She has a couple books out there. She has a lot of videos. And you can Google her, but beware and understand that, you know, I'm calling it out. I see there's certain things. And if you have other sources of information, you might pick up some of the obvious ones, especially all the information they give you about Jesus. Come on. You're trying to make the guy look bad almost. You're trying to create that none of it ever happened, you know, practically. But I won't get into that. You can check that out for yourself. And what else is important to know? It's important to know that we can call for help, you know. Call on the violet flame to transmute things. Hey, the most recent thing I came out is something called the Dragon Collective, and supposedly we can call on them for help too. Apparently they've come to Earth, dragons from the past. You know, I guess dragons are eternal too, but they you know, in the last 100 years or so, or even thousands of years, they haven't been present on Earth. I don't know the last time they were, maybe, who knows, but apparently the Dragon Collective have come back to our realm. Maybe they're just hanging out in the fifth dimension where we can't see them yet. We're still in the third dimension. Maybe they're hanging out in the seventh dimension. I'm not sure, but I just came across that information recently. There is a Dragon Collective, apparently, and they're offering assistance. You know, the question is, well, how do you contact the Dragon Collective? I mean, you can't go to the phone company and say, can you give me a collect call to the Dragon Collective? You know, I don't know, telepathically perhaps, but I wouldn't even know how to address them, you know? So this is, you know, more interesting information that's being thrown into the pot of soup, we could say, that's brewing right now. And another bit of amazing information. I came across a statement, and it's worth repeating. Everything is energy, spirit, and consciousness. Well, that could be. You know, you have to reason it out for yourself. You have to feel those words. Everything is energy, spirit, and consciousness. And there's other statements out there, too. You know, some say everything is frequency. Well, that's not incorrect. Again, there's a perspective viewpoint. You know, here, I'll make one up on the spot. You know, God is so big. There are an infinite amount of perspective viewpoints from which you can view God. And if you just stick to that one perspective, well, you only have that tiny look at that tiny portion of God. And so perspective viewpoints are an important thing to consider, you know? If you just want to look at everything from one perspective viewpoint, chances are you're not looking at the whole big picture. And, of course, to be able to comprehend the whole big picture requires a lot of knowledge gained from a lot of sources. Yeah. Hey, if you listen to this show before, you know that this is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. I'm always interested in hearing what others have to say, and we'll just talk about maybe whatever on your mind. Hey, you know, here's an abbreviation that most people are not familiar with. ARPS. ARPS. Well, I don't know. Is that dog language? ARPS apparently stands for angular rotation of particle spin. Oh, that's really heavy. Most of us are probably not going to think about that. You know, the most important thing about being a human is the interaction we have with others. We're love-based creatures, and we're good at projecting love when we make an attempt to do it, and that's what makes us more communal. The more love we project to others, it incites them to project love back to us. I came up with the same that I put in my book, Projecting Love Will Gather Love. Yeah, you'll find that in Connect the Dots Theory, and of course you'll find these amazing photos that I took, some of which no one else on earth has ever put out there publicly. They might have the picture home, but it's not being shared with anyone else. And that was the main purpose for putting all those photos out there, things that I became aware of by photographing in the night. Yeah, amazing things you can find in the night when you start photographing them. And everything, all my photos are done with 35 millimeter film, which means I have the negatives and can prove it's real, because you can't alter a negative and not leave a telltale trace. That's part of the deception we have to deal with now with the digital formats. They all can be altered, and so everything can be manipulated and falsified. You know, I mentioned it in my, you know, if you want to become a really educated person quickly in one night, get a copy of it. You know, the actual book is 8 Me Up by 11, Connected Dots Theory. Contact Barnes & Noble for the book, or the book company, Fulton Books, out in Pennsylvania. Of course, it's easier just to get the, you know, the download or the e-book. And a lot of people have their Amazon, you know, iTunes, stuff like that. But they have the book, the e-book. You have it on your notepad, too. But you'll become a smarter person in one night. There's plenty of pictures in the book. Nighttime, 35 millimeter pictures of things flying around, small ones, big ones, and the most unusual craft, spacecraft, that anybody has ever captured a picture of. I'm telling you, I've seen, there's thousands of pictures of UFO craft out there now on the internet, and nobody has the pictures of the unusual craft that I was able to lucky enough to take pictures of. I know, if you're not interested, well, I guess you're just not interested, but I have some amazing things in that book, and I have other things I talk about that nobody else ever talks about, like the flying crescent. Yeah, and but you'll have to get the book to get the explanation to find out exactly what that is. And, you know, I'm connecting the dots with all the information. So all the photos, I explain what you're looking at, you know? So like I said, you want to be a smarter person in one night, get yourself a copy of Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I put together all the information to educate the general person, the average person. No fancy words there. I'm not going to be talking about angular rotation of particle spin or anything that technical. But we do have to be concerned about technical things because, like, hey, there's always trouble looming until the event happens. There's always that possibility of some evil creature sneaking into our realm here and causing havoc. Right now, we got the thing going on at CERN. You know, they fired it up at particle beam projector, you know, over in Switzerland, CERN, C-E-R-N. Google it, you'll find out a little about it. They recently had what looked like a satanic celebration there for the restarting of it. Everybody suspects they're going to, when the solar eclipse happens, they're going to try to open up a portal to some dark realm that still exists. And not on Earth, but they're going to try to bring some dark forces in from some other place. You know, leave it to evil. That's a real thing that's happening now, and it's going to transpire on April 8th at the moment of the solar eclipse, because the evil guys all know all about taking advantage of energy and using it for their evil purposes. We all ought to be wishing and hoping and thinking in our minds that we want them to fail. We want their stupid CERN machine to break down. I'm putting the initial thought out there that they, because they intend to use it for evil purposes. And we hope it breaks down, and we hope someone sends a lightning bolt to it. And at least I hope so. And you might want to hope so too. Unless you're in with the demons, and if you're listening to my show, chances are you're not. So we should be thinking that we want divine intervention or anybody else in the higher realms who has the power to send a lightning bolt and just fry their circuitry so they can't perform the evil deed they have in mind of doing. You know? And I just had to mention that. Maybe if you're listening to my voice, hear my viewpoint on it and understand where our thoughts could go to help stop this thing before it happens, well, join in. Once we collectively join our minds, our thoughts become more powerful, and the universe, the living universe that we're in, wants to make our wishes and intentions come true. And it does a little of its own orchestrating things to come together. Yeah, the coincidences are created by the universe, the living universe itself, and the overseers of what's going on here with humanity on planet Earth. Yeah, there are intelligent consciousnesses. Some of them may not even have bodies. They might be pure spirit, but they are the overseers of humanity. And they get to, they have a broader view of everything that's going on. They can be paying attention to many lives simultaneously, and they are the ones who create the coincidences. They create things like you meet somebody at a bus stop, start talking to them, and that person says something that will be helpful in your life. And minor little things like that. Everything that seems to do like, wow, what a lucky day I had, I met this person. That was a coincidence that was created by those who have the larger overview with the big picture, and they bring this person to that person and you to somebody else that needs help because they know who has what knowledge and who doesn't and who needs it. And so coincidences are created continuously 24/7 around the planet. Things that happen by chance rarely happen. Though chance is a realistic possibility, always something can happen by chance, but most things that happen are coincidences that are created. And that's the way it is. That's the way it was. That's the way it is. And that's the way it will be. You see, you do it my way, you see. Or you can look at it my way if you choose to. Again, life is about choosing. Choose to what I want to think. Choose to what I want to connect with. And remember, the universe is always paying attention to your thoughts. So you want to even make sure what you're thinking is good. But unfortunately, the universe will help bad thoughts too, because it's impartial. And just like anything, they use for in good or a bad way, you know. Take a kitchen knife. You can use it to cut up the vegetables, help cook the food. But you also can take that and do harm to someone else. And, of course, that should be one of the golden rules. And we don't need 20,000 rules on the books as the corporate government that rules over us has, stifling creativity and making difficult people to live freely. You know, we only need a few. The famous teaching of Jesus, you know, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If everybody could just obey that rule, we'd all be getting along fine. Unfortunately, everyone doesn't. Well, an equally good rule is simple, simpler than that. Do no harm. We all can go about our business and do what we want, but we can't. It's wrong to do harm to others. So as long as we're paying attention that we're not doing harm to anyone, and sometimes we accidentally do it, and when those things pop up, eventually the person who's being harmed will come to us and tell us, stop doing that, you're harming me, and then we need to respond respectfully and stop doing that, because we all should have in our hearts to do no harm. And we all should have plenty of love in our hearts, too. And like I said, it's in my book, Projecting Love Will Gather Love. And going back to my book, another reason, I list 39 ongoing conspiracies we have here. Do you know of 39 ongoing? And, of course, that's not the limit. I just had to draw the line somewhere because I didn't want it to be too much about that. A single small chapter, and I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. And one of them, very important one, is the digital broadcasting conspiracy. You know, I don't know how many years it's been now, 15 years or so, maybe more, that the U.S. government, the Congress, you know, the fake Congress, the treasonous Congress passed a law regarding broadcasting and broadcasting signals, and they insisted that the whole country move over to digital broadcasting, so they'd fake pictures whenever they wanted. Of course, those evil bastards, that's what they wanted to do. That's what the point of doing that was. Of course, nobody ever caught on to that, but I clearly mentioned it in my book, and you ought to catch on to it too and understand that was the purpose of switching to the digital signal. And they gave you some malarkey. It does give you a clearer picture, but it has its drawbacks too. First of all, it can be manipulated too easy, and second of all, you have to be closer to the broadcasting place to get that clear signal. Where the analog signal went a further distance, and if it was altered, there would be a telltale sign that it had been altered. And so it would be pretty hard to get away with things then. But now with the digital, you can get away with anything. If the stuff you see on the internet, it's not real. It's digital, people standing in front of blue screens, green screens. Completely computerized, taking out pixels and putting other ones in. And when you do that with the digital system, there's no trace. It's a conspiracy. And what was really evil about changing to the digital signal was that the traitorous U.S. corporation that rules over us made it illegal to broadcast an analog signal. Yeah. Why did they have to do that? Well, the reason they did that is because they don't want the truth being broadcast out there that can't be denied. And that's an important thing to understand. Interesting enough, though, TVs will pick up a an analog signal. So that opens the door. Well, if the people want to find a way to broadcast without being having the authorities come and closing them down and maybe arresting them or something, it's still open. You still could broadcast an analog signal, and people would be able to pick it up. How about that? Something to think about, because we have to take actions to take command of our government, and that might be one venue. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show, and I just want to remind everybody, next Saturday, you got to tune in at 8 p.m. for Connect the Dots. This is Midnight Show won't be there anymore. It'll only be Connect the Dots. We'll come on here at 8 p.m. Central Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Look at the BBS schedule for Saturday, and you will see me listed there at 8 p.m. Central Time. Connect the Dots. We're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown, and the show is basically the same. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the part in your time? Are you? Yeah, well, I am. Followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown. You can take us out. And I'll see you all next Saturday early, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. You got it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, 'cause I caught their eye.